I'm Jim Stevenson with Authors on Asia. We open the book today with Austin Jurseld, Associate Professor of History at Old Dominion University in Norfolk, Virginia. He wrote the book, The Sino-Soviet Alliance in International History. There was a tense period between the former Soviet Union and China, which began with the 1950 Treaty of Friendship, Alliance, and Mutual Assistance, which obviously did not live up to that treaty's positive name. As Moscow sought to build a strong communist ally in the Soviet bloc's Cold War struggle against the United States, Russian imperialism rose to become a wedge that would alienate China, frustrate bloc member nations, and eventually collapse the Soviet Union. Jurseld tells me how recently opened Russian and Chinese archives are revealing intricate details of mutual frustrations seen in a wide variety of source material.
I've enjoyed the study of international relations and diplomatic history, but I feel that's too often done by scholars in the West with attention to traditional sources and traditional matters, high-level diplomacy, memoirs, national security-related documents. And so much more is out there in the study of international relations, in the study of foreign policy, in the study of international history. There are so many different kinds of sources and kinds of materials, whether you're talking about film festivals and newspapers and university student exchange. And there are just all sorts of different kinds of sources that can really be fruitful for the study of international relations.
That must really provide some amazing insights for researchers and scholars, having the availability to a lot of these archives now and gaining a picture of the relationships that we didn't have before.
This kind of work is so exciting, as you say. I mean, there are new opportunities here, new sources. And in the old days, we were just sort of dependent on Pravda, Izvestia, and Renmin Mirbao, the People's Daily in China, or Pravda in the Soviet Union. These were important sources. And of course, you can learn a lot from reading those sources and from reading newspapers generally. And people did. We did. But nothing beats being able to combine that sort of knowledge with more exposure to the archives.
At the risk of oversimplifying it, it would seem that the Soviets had wanted to at least make China somewhat in their own image, but did they underestimate the Chinese?
There was an ongoing problem there that was evident in some of the terms that eventually the other bloc parties, and the Chinese in particular, used to describe the Soviets. They talked about great power, chauvinism, or even kind of traditional Russian chauvinistic attitudes that were evident among the advisors themselves, who maybe looked at China in a kind of condescending way as a traditional sort of Eastern and backward land that they were trying to enlighten and kind of culturally improve. So all this was very insulting to the Chinese, and they began to talk about these things openly. They began to communicate with the other bloc parties about these things as well, very openly. The Poles and Czechs and East Germans and others in the bloc had concerns as well about the Soviet Union. There's a lot more interesting material that allows us to kind of see these internal debates.
We do like to learn from history to try to get a sense of where things might go in the future. How would you categorize the state of Sino-Russian relations at this point? And is it a matter of what the Russians can learn from the Chinese now?
That is an interesting transformation here. You know, what can the Russians learn from the Chinese? That's an interesting question. They can learn a lot, obviously, like we all can. But the problem is, I think, from the Russian perspective, that there is still remains a kind of disbelief that an Eastern society could be so much more productive and better off than them. That history, I think, is difficult for Russia to overcome when now, as you say, the relationship has been reversed. And if anything, there's more for Russia to learn from China than there is for China to learn from Russia.
Austin Jurseld, Associate Professor of History at Old Dominion University in Norfolk, Virginia. His book, The Sino-Soviet Alliance and International History, is published by the University of North Carolina Press. I'm Jim Stevenson. I'll put our bookshelves back in order until next Thursday, when you may hear more Authors on Asia on VOA Global or anytime by visiting the voanews.com website.